was the mood of the film session today after a game like last night?
I mean, it was rough. It's always rough after a big loss like that, but we evaluated, tried to stay positive, and you know, we're going to move on.
Is it at all easier when there's big things like four turnovers and just some of the big mistakes that came last night to look back and say, okay, these are things we have to correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to clean up, obviously, which we will. You know, we evaluate the film, like I said, and you know, we're just ready to move on.
How do you feel after, I mean, it's the first time you played that many snaps. How does that, in a long time, how does it feel? How do you feel today after playing that many snaps?
I'm just, you know, starting to get back into the flow of things, starting to get comfortable, and, you know, hopefully just keep getting better each game.
What's the process like, Corey? You know, you didn't have much training camp or offseason. How is it to kind of learn on the job a little bit here during the season?
It's tough. I mean, just taking it one day at a time and trying to learn, you know, as I go.
What are some things you feel like you are, maybe just the past few weeks that you are learning?
I mean, I guess just the speed of the game, you know, my route depth and adjustments and, you know, side adjust and things like that.
To get three games in a row here, how do you evaluate how you've played to this point?
You can do better. It's that simple.
In what ways?
Every way.
Good though that I mean, you're still getting a lot of targets. It shows that Marcus still has a lot of confidence in you out there.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, I just got to come down with those balls and just keep getting open. You know, he's a great quarterback, and you know, it's amazing that he still has, you know, faith in me and still has confidence in me.
How much of games like that, settings like that, kind of help speed up your maturation process? You got to learn and be ready fast in settings like that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this game doesn't wait for anyone. And like I said, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and just keep learning as I'm going.
What do receivers say when you hear the quarterback saying, hey, it's on me, I threw the pass, it's my fault? You guys have a different approach. I know you kind of said the ball's near, it's mine, and a lot of receivers feel that way. How
yeah.
Do you guys feel?
I mean, Marcus, he kind of takes the blame for a lot of things, and, you know, even when it's not his fault. You know, two of those picks that he threw were my fault. You know, that's how it is.
When you have a couple of big catches like you did the past few weeks, like a couple of sideline catches, are those moments of you feel like you can build on them, kind of encouraging?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just got to keep making plays and keep getting open.
Six games left. What's the feeling around here? I know you were put last night behind you, but yeah. Big opportunity for this team still moving forward, I know.
Staying positive. We got six games, and we're still in this thing, still in the race. Just got to keep getting better.